This is Congressman John Carter from the 31st Congressional District in Texas. Well, I guess I don't have to tell everybody in Texas and I guess everybody in the country that the price of gasoline is out of sight. We are now in Texas looking at unleaded regular gasoline at $3.70 a gallon. In some places it's higher. So if you live in one of those places, I'm sorry. This is because the price of oil is at $30 a barrel. You know, I've lived in Texas all my life, and I never thought I'd see $130 a barrel oil in my lifetime. I said 30, but I meant $130. 30's more like it when we were producing oil in Texas. But, you know, we always said if we could just get around $50, we'd be getting a fair price. Now we've got an unbelievable runaway in speculation on oil. And it has to do with a lot of factors. But, you know, let's just examine how much this has gone up. In January of 2007, gasoline was, this is regular gasoline, was $2.33 a gallon. In January of 08, it was $3.04 a gallon. In February of 08, $3.03, March, $3.24, April, $3.46, May, $3.79, and people are talking about $4 a gallon in Texas. Now, in California, it's already $4 a gallon. Some people are calling this the Pelosi premium. When Nancy Pelosi became the Speaker of the House, she told us that the Democrats had a plan. They didn't tell us what the plan was, but they told us they had a plan that would bring down the price of oil and thus bring down the price of gasoline. Well, this is the time period that they've been in power in Congress, and she's been the Speaker. And we've seen an increase of $1.46 over that period of time. I think it's time for the plan. I would think everybody else would kind of think it was time for the plan. We've kind of asked for the plan, but we haven't got any response on the plan. But, you know, more importantly, and I don't mean to make light of this at all, this is serious to the American household's budget. And, you know, it starts to really play upon especially people like single women with children. You know, last year I went out to some of our service stations and pumped gas for people and just talked to them about the fact that gasoline was going up in prices. Of course, it was not near as ridiculous last year as it is this year. And I had one lady tell me, she said, you know, I'm a single parent. I have two children. My children are active. They have recitals. They have band. They have some sports. She said, I just really have to decide what we're not going to eat so that we can drive the kids to their events that they've got for school. And she said, we shouldn't have to live like that. She said, I have a good job. I'm a middle-class American, and I'm struggling, and the price of oil is killing us. People like to lay the blame at the feet of the corporations. But the reality is that, you know, the price of oil is governed by a market. It has to do with supply and demand. Starting way back in the 1990s, Republicans were trying to get the opportunity to drill in ANWR. Now, a lot of people hear about ANWR and they think this is game preserve, teeming with game, with beautiful mountains and crystal clear streams and pine woods and all this stuff. But in reality, it's frozen tundra. That is, if it wasn't in the middle of the Arctic Circle and frozen solid, we'd be calling it either marshland or desert land. It has hardly anything growing on it. And I saw a demonstration by a gentleman the other day that was pretty interesting. If you want to know what the drilling site for ANWR looks like, where we're proposing to drill, take a matchbook of these books of matches like you might get at a restaurant. Go to your gymnasium at your local high school and toss it out in the middle of the floor. The gymnasium would represent the area around where we plan to drill, and the matchbook would represent the drilling site that we've been asking to drill on since 1996. In fact, it passed Congress in 1996, and Bill Clinton, the then president, vetoed it. It has been brought up every year since I've been here, and this is my sixth year in Congress, and every year, the Democrats have opposed it, and of course they're in the majority right now, so they fiercely oppose it. And quite frankly, some on our side of the aisle have opposed it, which has allowed it not to happen. But the reality is we can drill in America without spilling a tablespoon of oil worldwide. We won't harm the environment. We can environmentally safe drill up there and bring in at least 1 billion barrels of oil that we know is a reserve there. Then there are known reserves that are off the coast of this country, both in California and Florida, and on the East Coast. There's known reserves a little further out. On the continental shelf, on the edge of the continental shelf, there are known reserves that we should be seeking. All of these are off limits right now to drilling. And I'm not saying oil is the only solution. So let's make this very clear. Every source of energy we need to seek. But the problem is the speculators have driven up the price of oil, and the only way we're going to get a handle on it is to increase our domestic supply. Not put more taxes on people who produce domestically, but rather give them more opportunity to find oil. We are, for a while at least, we are going to be driving cars that run on gasoline and diesel. And speaking of diesel, it's at $4.42 a gallon, and ask any trucker, the price of everything you buy is going up because of the price of diesel. So it's time for us to wake up and realize all sources of energy should be on the table. Wind, solar, coal, clean coal, nuclear, but all those things don't power our automobiles right now. Someday we may all run on batteries, but right now we run on products that are made from oil and gas. We should make our exploration effective in the United States so we can get something done. It's all about keeping us rolling and all about taking the speculators out of the market. We'll talk some more about this the next time we talk to get some idea of how the speculators work. But right now, it's important that you remember that we can produce and produce effectively and protect our environment. And it's important that we think about these things and get them done. Otherwise, all the gimmicks are not going to bring down the price of gasoline. This is John Carter. This is a serious issue. We need to be addressing it. I hope you agree. See you next time.